Come on and help me please. Wow, won't you please? could live on, Lord, what would I be? We'll be right back.
honey, honey, didn't you? So this guy's you really want. You get a hazy glue. Your clothes are getting dingy, looking raggier each day. But do you try to kid yourself and say you'll get away? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna stay? I'll talk to you too. Let's get away. We'll be right back.
man. Oh, man, I'm flashing all these colors, man. I think I can see God outside. He's standing in my woodpile. Oh, man. He looks like a chipmunk. Wow, you're not fooling me, God. All right, KBZ here with another psych edition of the Bit Slap. Today's an extended edition, just because it's a holiday weekend, and I had extra time on my hands. We had a foot of snow here in Maine, so didn't have to go anywhere. Started Wednesday night into Thanksgiving morning, and fortunately I have a snowblower now, because I knew I was going to need one here in Maine. And it's still a lot of work, but it gets the job done. Anyway, we started with The Illusion, Did You See Her Eyes, from 1969. That was the extended version of that song, in honor of the extended Bit Slap today. And that was on Jeff Barry's record label, Steed Records, whose biggest star was Andy Kim. Remember him? Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to remind you, but some things are best put out in the open. Don't you agree? We heard from America's favorite asshole after that, Ted Nugent, with the Amboy Dukes, and that was Migration from their third album, which was called Migration, from 1969. The Crying Shames after that, Sailing Ship, from an album called Scratch in the Sky, from 1967. Blue Cheer, loudest band in the world. Dr. Please, from their first album in 1968, Visibus Eruptum. And I saw them at the Fillmore East, and they blew me away, physically and psychologically. Unrelated segments after that, from 1967, Where Are You Gonna Go? And then You Can't Hide. Where Are You Gonna Go? Well, You Can't Hide. You like that little connection there? That was a band called Aum from San Francisco in 1969. And that was the A-U-M Aum, not O-M. Aum. All right, I know it means the same thing, but I think there was a band called Aum. And, I don't know for sure if there was or not. That may have just been another hallucination. Who knows? Anyway, like I said, it's an extended version of the Bit Slap today, just because I'm in a good mood. Usually I do 80 minutes because it's the length of a CD. So I keep it to that length, just in case you want to travel, if you're still living in the 20th century. And that's just about it, okay? And so anyway, we got more stuff for you coming up, because that's just what we do here. And then next week we're going to be doing Christmas. Just so you know now, you can start making your plans for whatever you need to plan. Anyway, in the meantime, everybody loves a drum solo. I'll be back.
What can I do?
Oh man, I'm kind of flashing here. Whoa, I hope it's not too heavy for you. Oh man, I gotta get more sleep, I think. We started that set with something called Syncopation from 1958, an early experiment in electronic music from a couple of Dutch guys, Tom Dieselveld. And Kid Balten, also known as Dick Rajmakers. He spells it R-A-A-I-J-M-A-K-E-R-S. Rajmakers? I don't know. And like I said, they're from Holland, 1958, an early example of fucking with your head. From Rockford, Illinois, after that, we heard Aorta. And that was a song called Strange. Rockford, Illinois is the same town that gave us Cheap Trick. Course, but not this time. Not Cheap Trick. I was looking for a connection, but I didn't find one. I guess Rick Nielsen was a little too young then, from 1969. And that's a band that a couple people went on to form the Illinois Speed Press. Or maybe the Illinois Speed Press went on to form Aorta. No, I think it was the other way around. Anyway, my notes here are not complete. After that, we heard from Crank. From 1969. They're a band from the Rockville, Maryland area, and that was a song called Don't Push Me Away. Cosmorama was the song there by Distant Jim. They were a 1970s British band, and they had roots in bands like Methuselah, The Smoke, and The Amazing Blondell. And then we heard from My Sleeping Karma and Satya from their album called Satya from 2008. And they're from, I guess, either Germany or Austria. A couple of very spiritual guys. And then from the album called Dose, I believe it's their second album, that was Wooden Ships from San Francisco, 2009. Wooden Ships spelled S-H-J-I-P-S. I suspect there was some sort of conflict with David Crosby there, and that was something called Down by the Sea. So that brings you up to where you are. And next week, I will tell you right now, we're starting Christmas. All right? If you're not as familiar with me as some people are, you'll know that Christmas is one of my specialties. I'm one of the biggest collectors of Christmas anywhere you'll find. I don't mean to brag about that. I'm just kind of explaining. That's sort of what's wrong with me. And there you go. But it always is nice for this time of year to come around. So got one more for you today, and then we'll see you next week. Please have a good one.